بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out. My apologies here. I was just praying Fajr. Sorry. Our Fajr now is becoming late and late. So alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. As I am finding Suratul, what's it called? Suratul Mulk for us here. I would like to just bring your attention to the black box. Okay, hold on. Let's try again. Bismillah. Okay. I'd like to just bring your attention to the project, and making sure that everybody understands what the project is about. The project is meant to be an opportunity for you to do what we do in this class in the tutorial, which is, you know, translate these verses and apply our knowledge of grammar. The project is not some sort of like a referendum of your abilities. You know, I'm just going to take a snapshot of this. So I'll turn my camera while speaking, if that's okay, because, you know, I don't want to capture my face in the picture here. That's what the intent of the project is. I would like you to, I try to leave it as open-ended as possible, because that's actually one of the best ways to encourage learning, for a person to have choice in how what they pick and what they leave. So that's why all those questions are slightly open-ended. Pick three isms, pick three words, one instance from anywhere, pick any 10 verses, etc., etc. Right, so that's that idea behind that. Anything that is concerning people about the project? Deadline. There is a deadline. The deadline is, what was it, January 5th, I believe, right? Yeah, January 5th. Now, if you are in a bind and you're like, hey, I can't really meet that deadline, I'd like an extension, please just email me and I will be able to respond to you, inshallah. Okay? If you email me, if you're looking for a response, I will, inshallah, definitely give that to you. You put a few questions. Oh, sorry, I've been MIA on the WhatsApp group and the emails. I know some people emailed me as well. I'm going to reply to everything today, inshallah. Bi'inillahi ta'ala. All right, with that said, let us get started with our Surah Mulk study, okay? Okay, I believe one question was about which type of which Quran translation should you use. Is that right, Sister Shamila? So that for me is irrelevant. You can use anyone you want. Okay, I'm just using this because I really like their interface. You know, like
walaqad.
I find that very nice. But you can use others. I was just searching through something yesterday and I found a couple others. MashaAllah, a lot of people have done a lot of good work. The point of that activity is hopefully you can start to learn some of the words. In an older school style class, I would force you to memorize all of the words of Surah Mulk, their vocabulary. Okay, that's what I did. I was forced to memorize the meaning, and just don't worry about how, why, when. Just learn the word, okay? And I thought that was really like helpful, because it made me when I learned the grammar, I had some words to apply it, right? So I'm trying to find the middle ground between what I went through, which was just, nope, you have to do it, you know, one just a memorization of words was literally what I ended up doing. That versus, you know, having no memorization of any sort. I think the middle path right now is, okay, here are 10 ayat. Try to memorize, try to translate them. And as you're translating them, try to acquire some of that vocabulary. That's the objective of that activity, of activity number one. Okay? The other activities, the objective is whatever the grammar rule it is that we're trying to apply. Does that make sense? So copy-pasting the translation may not be the best thing. Because you might you're maybe missing the point of the activity. I think I'll make that clear in the tutorial, inshallah. In the WhatsApp group. Okay, that said, وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Okay. What does wa mean? Let me try. Wa means and. Very good. I thought this was supposed to be centered. I don't know what is going on. All right. Hold on, people. Let me just fix this. I need all the screen real estate that I can get. What? Oh, my goodness. All right. Windows is going to play hardball on me today. No problem. Okay. Wa and. Lilladina is how many words do you think? Lilladina is. I'm glad you're saying more than one. That's really the key part. Okay, it is two words. It is two words. Li, and then alladhina. Just like lishayateen. Do you remember lishayateen? We had said when you have li the harf jar. And the ism majrur is al. Ism majrur has al. It's written like this. Yes or no? Do you remember that? So that is exactly the same case with lilladhina. Li means what? Li means four. Alladhina. Alladhina is a word that means
walilladhina.
Those who. This is a type of word we haven't learned. This is a whole like category of words that we will learn, inshallah. Don't you worry. For those who. I think there was a question I missed here by somebody. Let me just answer that. Sister Shahida? Okay. If I complete the project, will that encompass everything we should have learned during semester one? Yes. The objectives of semester one are all achieved in the project. We did learn something more than what the project has. Okay? We learned connectors. We'll learn words like masabih. We'll learn the details around some different patterns. But the objectives are those things. Some translation and vocab acquisition, about 10 ayat worth, right? The three main families and their property and their patterns, properties of the ism, and then application of the properties into, you know, when the isms are combined, right? Harf jar ism majrur, mudaf mudaf ilayhi, pronouns, and then finally na'at manud, which we'll do next week, right? Those are the main objectives. There's mubtada khabar too, but I left mubtada khabar because, like I said, Quran's mubtada khabar is a little bit more advanced than what we have in our book. So we'll wait for that until we have some more grammar to build on that. Does that make sense? I'll actually write this point because objectives are very important. Thank you very much for asking that question. Okay, alladhina means those who, okay? So as you can see, alladhina, those who, it'll talk about some people afterwards. Ahlan wa sahlan, Sister Sairam. What does it talk about afterwards?
Kafaru.
Kafaru. Kafaru. Kafaru is those who disbelieved. From kufr. Kafara is to disbelieve, right? Disbelieved. Okay? In fact, here the actor for the kafaru is they, right? Kafaru, which we'll learn later, is they. But because we already have those who before it, we can omit the they part here because it's kind of redundant. Okay, those who disbelieved, لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Okay, بِرَبِّهِمْ. بِرَبِّهِمْ. How many words is that? That's a good question. Let me highlight this word for you here, okay? Just so that you are not wondering which one am I referring to, okay? Hold on, what is happening? Microsoft Word. Allah help me today with this thing. Hold on, please. Ya salam. All right. There we go. Maybe I'll zoom in a little bit more. This right here. All right, I think now we're good to go. Birabbihim, as you have correctly highlighted, is three words. What are the three words? Number one is B. Number two is Rabbi. Number three is him. Amazing, mashallah. Did you all see that? Anybody have a problem with that? Bi Rabbihim. It's pretty cool. Now, as you see, there's three words written as one word in Arabic, right? That's wild, actually, because that is one of the most difficult things for a Arabic learner, right? Somebody who's learning Arabic to understand the Quran. This is one of the most challenging parts. Why is it three words when it's written as one?
Bi Rabbihim.
But now we know. What do we know? What does the word bi mean? Bi means with, and also with, bi means in. Okay? Bi has both meanings that are very similar. The way to remember that is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of Allah or in the name of Allah. Both translations work. Right? Is that a good trick to remember? Great. If you have another, like, you know, common phrase, you can always use that and share that with us so that the rest of us can kind of also use it to remember this vocabulary. Rabbi, what does Rabbi mean? Rabbi means Lord. Him. What does the word him mean? Him, the pronoun. So my Lord would be Rabbi. Rabbi with the ya. Correct? That's all right. Rabbi him is their Lord. Their Lord. Do you remember this from our prostudy of pronouns, right? You had the pronouns that are standalone, and then they had the pronouns that are attached. Him is what type of pronoun here? Rabbi him. This is the what type of pronoun? Is it attached or is it standalone? It is Rabbi him. Look, Sister Madhya, look at that. It is. It's attached, right? It's attached to the word. It comes. That's okay. That's the point of the tutorial. Trying to, you know, go through it step by step. Making a mistake is good because that's when you know, inshallah, that mistake will register in your brain. Now you will, inshallah, have a higher chance of remembering. Gray boxes on the screen. Allah. Stop share. Share again. How about that? Is that better? Yay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So, him, Rabbi him, this is the attached pronoun. Okay. Home by itself is a standalone pronoun. Okay. Rabbi him is going to be mansub or majroor. Correct? Which of the two is it going to be? Mr. Michelle says majroor, mashallah. Let's look at our thing here. Right? If a pronoun attaches to an ism, it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Is Rabbi, is the word Rabbi an ism? Correct. So, if the ism of the pronoun attaches to an ism, it will be mudaf mudaf ilayhi. So, what we have actually is this is the Rabbi part is actually mudaf. And the him is mudaf ilayhi. That's why the him is, what's the status of it, Sister Saira? Status is majroor, right? That's why we know for a fact that this one, Rabbi him, is going to not be mansub, it is going to be majroor. Now, if when him comes attached to a fi'l, right? See, this is our third point. When it comes attached to a fi'l, it's a maf'ul bihi. We don't know what that is just yet, okay? We would say for sure that him is mansub, it is not majroor. Okay, so this is the rule that we're following. It attaches to an ism, mudaf, mudaf, ilayhi, it is majroor. But there's also more going on here, right? There's something more happening. What is B? B is a harf jar, isn't it? B is a harf jar. And then what's my ism majroor? Rabbi. Rabbi is my ism majroor. So I have B harf jar. Rabbi is my ism majroor. Also, it is. Also, it is. Mudaf. Ah, right. It is mudaf is first, right? And then the him is mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, people? So the word Rabbi is playing how many roles? It's playing two roles, right? And it makes sense because first it is playing the role of ism majrur with B. Then it's playing the role of mudaf with him. Make sense? All right. Great. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ. What does the word عَذَاب mean? عَذَابُ means, I think you can guess this. I mean, maybe you know this because you have, you know, studied, you've read translation or you've heard lectures. Ooh, hold on, my mouse just went out. All right. Adabu punishment. Adabu is punishment.
Adabu.
Notice he says is in the bracket, doesn't he? Good. Notice that for a second. Let's just write punishment for now. Adabu. Jahannama. What does the word Jahannam mean? Hell, very good. Jahannam means hell.
Jahannama.
Okay, so help me out here. What is this sentence actually saying? For those who disbelieve, those who disbelieve, for those who disbelieve in their Lord, correct? Is the punishment of hell. Is that okay? The translation now, we'll write the whole translation out as a sentence. As you can notice, there is an is here. What does the is usually mean? Not usually, always. What does the is always mean? Is always means, not exactly what the Bilal, mubtada and khabar, right? That's okay. Off is what is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, right? I should put that in brackets as well. Jumla ismiya. That's what the is means. Jumla ismiya. Should we look for mubtada and khabar right now? If we did, you would cry. No, I'm joking. It's a little beyond us right now. Do you know why it's a little beyond us? Because we haven't studied what lilladina is. We don't know what alladina, like what does alladina do right now. So that's why we won't do it. However, I will still point out to you that this is a jumla ismiya. Why is it a jumla ismiya? Tell me, people. Because the word is implied in the translation. Okay? Until we acquire all the rules of Jumla Ismiya, This is our standard go-to way of figuring out jumla ismiya. Is in this jumla? Yes, gotta be jumla ismiya. Okay? Does it mean that we look at it and try to find muftada khabar? Not always, because then you will get in trouble. Until we acquire all the necessary rules. This is one of the reasons why I didn't put muftada khabar in the project. Okay? all right. Assistant Michelle points out something else. There's an off here. What does off mean? What does the word off mean for us? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, masha'Allah. Okay, what is why mudaf in that situation? The punishment, right? This is my mudaf, is it not? And what's my mudaf ilayhi? Hell, right? Just in the English translation for now. Yes or no? Are you with me? Word before off, mudaf. Word after off, mudaf ilayhi. So far, so good. Here comes the tricky part. What's the mudaf ilayhi in the Arabic? What's my mudaf here? Adabu, right? Do we all agree with that? Brother Hadith, you're with us as well? First of Mahdiya? Yay. Okay. Sorry, I'm just saying names because of people who are asking questions who didn't get something before, not because like I'm trying to pick on you or something. In class, in like a live class, I would look at you and be like, that's okay. Good for you, no problem. But I can't do that. That's why I have to say your name. Now I have Abdullah. Adabu, point to the camera. Like, we got it. That's hilarious. I had a class where, I had a friend who took the class with me, the Arabic class that I used to teach for Bayana. So he was there, and it was a very good friend, right, for many years. And I think he, for them, in the middle of the class, just like stopped paying attention. Miskeen, man, this guy. And then he just, but he would still come to class, mashallah. Now we're so advanced, and this guy is like still on like the second week's content. So I would look at him and be like, you're okay? And he'd be like, so at least, alhamdulillah, you're here. And that's what matters. I would actually blame him. He's a very smart guy. He could have gotten it, but he was just, mentally occupied. Alhamdulillah, it happens. What can you do, right? But he, inshallah, like alhamdulillah, I think he has learned since then. Adabu Jahannam. I kind of blame that curriculum because that curriculum had a lot of gaps. And that's where people fell through, those gaps. Jahannama is my mudaf ilayhi. Okay. One obvious problem. Right? Al, is there an al? No al. No tanween. Followed by something that is majroor, right? That was our way of understanding. Al, tanween, no al, tanween, majroor, right? No al, no tanween. Is Jahannama majroor? What do you think, people? Now, don't let your eyes deceive you. Okay. Do you know, can you tell from the translation is mudaf ilayhi? Yes or no? From the translation, is it mudaf ilayhi? You establish that, right? Then Jahannama has to be majroor. Have you seen words in Arabic who, or the words which can be marfu or mansub or majroor, and their tashkil is not normal. Have you seen an example, at least one of that? Right? We saw one last time, right? Remember kitabi? Oh, sorry. Yeah, kitabi and rabbi. Remember that? Those are words. It's one example. Also, another example is words like masabiha. Words like masabiha. This is going to be the last class that we do, right? Our last class is when? On Monday, right? I think. This is actually, yeah, this class on this Monday 23rd. This is going to be this topic, words like masabiha, that we are going to, for this term, yeah. Words like masabiha is what we're going to, like, you know, dive into. And I'll list out for you like six possible reasons why a word cannot take tanween, banned from tanween. What is it? Banned from tanween. That's where it starts. Tanween. Okay, Jahannama, does it have tanween? No, right? When it is banned from it, it will only have a dhamma and a fatha. Dhamma when it is marfu', fatha when it is mansub and majroor. No kasra. No kasra. This is the rule. This is how Arabic works, folks. Okay? The interesting thing here is, people, that this, when there is no tanween, you look for the reason why there is no tanween. Adabu has no tanween. What's the reason for that? Does it have an al? No. Is it mudaf? It's mudaf, right? Adabu. Is adabu mudaf? Punishment of the fire, right? That's why there's no tanween here. Why is there no tanween on Jahannam? It's not al, it's not mudaf, it is word like masabiha. It is in that category. Words that are banned from tanween. That's what they literally are called. Mamnu' min as-sarf. Banned from tanween. And because they are banned from having a tanween, they are not allowed to take kasra. This is the rules of the language, folks. You know, that's how it works. In this situation, عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمُ, as we had seen here, punishment of hell. عَذَابُ is مُضَاف. جَهَنَّمَ مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ. All right? عَذَابُ is before of, جَهَنَّمَ is after of. Great. That's our, like, translation understanding. Now, like, look at the grammar. No al, no tanween, followed by majroor. Is Jahannam a majroor? Yes. Well, doesn't have a kasra. No problem. It has to be majroor because it's mudaf ilayhi. And this is a word that is banned from tanween. The word that's banned from tanween, and that's why it is like that. Now, you will rightly be like wondering, how do I know this is banned from tanween? Correct? I will tell you, inshallah, on Monday, that Monday, not this one, the one after, we will go through a good exhaustive list. Okay, inshallah? Right now, you take my word for it. But Monday, you will have some good, like, you'll have a solid way of understanding that. Okay? I can give you random words from the Quran. And that's what I'll do on Monday. And you'll tell me. Banned or not, okay? Inshallah, you will see it will make a lot of sense. But for now, we're using our translation, and a little bit of intuition to figure out this is that. Is that okay? Brother Musa says, can we call them irregular words? To be honest with Musa, there's too many irregular words in Arabic to label one as that. So again, we will label it as banned from Tanmeen, because that really is what is the essence of it. Tanmeen is not allowed. That's why we're in that conversation. Okay? Inshallah. All right. Wa. What does the word wa mean in this ayah right here? Wa bi sal masir. Wa. Wa means, and alhamdulillah, we are able to figure this out. Bi-sa. Bi-sa is a difficult word to pronounce. Bi-sa.
Wa bi-sa.
You see, hey, this guy pronounced it beautifully.
Wa bi-sa.
It's like a B and then a Hamza.
Wa bi-sa.
Don't make the mistake of the overzealous Quran reader to make it a Ayn. Okay, don't make it a nine. Mashallah, this is the overzealous Quran reader makes everything a nine. This is a hamza. Okay, bi-sa. What does it mean? It means wretched. This is a very special type of fa'il in Arabic, which is like something, it's frequently occurring, but it's not something that we will cover in Steps to Arabic. This is something that I will let Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi cover with you guys once you finish with Steps to Arabic and you move on to studying with him. Okay, he will talk about what is bi'sa, why is bi'sa, what are other types of words like bi'sa, like ni'ma, etc., etc. Okay, but for now, for us, we just learn the translation. The translation is
wa bi'sa,
wretched. Right, the translation is wretched. So, wretched. Al-Masiru. Al-Masir. What does Al-Masiru mean?
Al-Masir.
The destination. Al-Masir means the destination. Why do I have the? Al is there, right? Yes or no? Okay. You. It can also mean return, by the way. You're right. In other parts of the Quran, al-masir means return. Wa ilayna al-masir. Toward us is the return. Very good, Sister Saira, mashallah. Look at how Dr. Mustafa Khattab translates it. What an evil destination. You see the exclamation mark here? You see that in the translation? Professor Abdul Halim translates it as an evil destination. Okay, I think he's being kind. Dr. Mustafa has a better translation for this one. The exclamation mark is actually the point of bi'sa. That's one of the points of it. It's like what a terrible thing. Like, it's just... It packs an extra punch. Okay, emphasis is the right way of putting it. Alhamdulillah. Okay, it's an evil destination. So this is the reason why it's a different construction. We'll just copy paste this answer. What an evil destination, right? All right. Make sense, people? Wabi sal masir. All right. Next word. Let me clear the annotations. Ida. Do you remember what Ida was? Is that we did a little bit of it, but that's okay if you don't remember. Ida. Ida means, where are you guys? Oh, there. Actually, maybe let's listen to the ayah first. I think listening to the ayah is a good thing. Who is the reciter? All right, fair enough. All right, let's listen to this, inshallah.
وَلِلَّذِينَ وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
Inshallah. Next word or next ayah. إِذَا.
إِذَا.
Ida means when. Ida means when. How can you remember this? This an easy way of remembering it is from surah number one of the last surahs. Ida jaa nasrullahi wal fath. I think it's surah number 108. I think so. Ida jaa nasrullahi wal fath. When the victory of Allah comes and the opening of Makkah, right? Ida, that's where it comes. So it's an easy way of maybe correlating like the word to a small surah that you probably know is helps you to retain that, inshallah. Ida means when. Okay, these are all like small tips that will help you with vocab acquisition, folks. Ida. How do I remember this? There's so many words. Trying to find something that's already there, like short surahs, phrases, and slowly then our vocabulary will expand. Okay? Ida, when? Ulqu. This is a tricky word. Ulqu.
Ulqu. Ulqu.
They are thrown. They are
ulqu.
Thrown. Ulqu. They are thrown.
Fiha.
Fiha. I think we can talk about fiha. What does fiha mean? How many words is fiha, by the way? Two words. Fi means in. Thank you. And then the ha means now. Ha means it's a pronoun, right? Ha means she, right? Yes or no? Or her, sorry, her. But in reality, it is referring to it. Do you remember? In the pronoun table, we have ha as her. Correct? Yes or no? Great. Now, do you also remember I told you that in Arabic, we don't have it as a pronoun. We don't have it. There is no it. So what is used in place of it? His or her. Excellent. When they are thrown in her, i.e. in it. Excellent. Thank you very much. His or her. Huwa hiya. Huha. That's the one that's used. Fantastic, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Does everybody get that point? Everybody okay with this? This idea of ha. Alright? Now, here is the question. Why is Allah using her, it here? Okay? But before we answer that, let's look at something else. This pronoun, this pronoun is an attached pronoun or is it a standalone pronoun? A for attached, standalone S. Which one is it? It's a attached pronoun, right? Clearly, as you can see, fiha attaches to the word fi. Yes or no? Excellent. Now, attached pronouns, when it attaches to an ism, it's mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Is that the case here? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi? Is fiha mudaf mudaf ilayhi? What is fi? Fi is a harf jar. Thank you, right? Fi is a harf jar. So in fact, the pronoun is attaching to a harf jar. Isn't that right? Yes, it is right. So it attaches to harf jar and then it becomes harf jar and ism majrur. All right, that's great. So we have our harf jar, which is fi, correct? Harf jar. And what is my ism majrur? My ism majrur is ha. Yay. Alhamdulillah. Fiha. Okay. So that part is now, I think, covered. The other question that we asked was, why is it using it? Why is it using her? What is it referring to? When they are thrown in it, i.e. Jahannam, right? Hellfire. Okay, very good. I'm glad you spotted that. The word Jahannam is feminine. If you were to list out its properties, Jahannam is feminine. Why is it feminine? There's no ta marbuta. Some of the words in Arabic are feminine just because the Arabs said so. Okay? One of those words is Jahannam. Okay? One of those words is Jahannam. It is frequently referred to in the Quran. The hellfire is frequently referred in the Quran as Jahannam. And it is a feminine word. So when it is referenced using a pronoun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses her to refer to it. Okay? That's just literally how it is. Okay? And slowly but surely, you start to see this. Either you can memorize a list of words that are feminine by default because the Arab said so, which I believe is the hard way to do things. Or we go through ayah by ayah and start to see examples. As you start to see examples, inshallah, you will start to find your own examples. I feel that's a more organic process. That's what we'll be doing, inshallah. Right? I'm not a fan of lists. Here's a list, folks, memorize it. Okay, because I personally could never memorize a list. do you agree with that? Okay, so I like to give you examples. So here is an example. But the problem with examples is that it comes out of nowhere. Okay? So you have to be ready to, you know, not be overwhelmed by it. I hope this is not that difficult of a concept, though. Some words are going to be feminine because the Arab said so. Okay? That's how it is. Right? In fact, we'll write this as a note here for ourselves. Some words are feminine. And we'll call it bass. Right? Like, what does that mean? The word Jahannam is means hellfire, right? And is feminine, right? If you list out its properties, you get the following. It is feminine and singular, and it is definite. And in that case, Jahannama is majrur, okay? Because it's mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Now, if I was to perhaps do this, the second ayah, ayah 7, references Jahannam. With a pronoun that is her. As there is no it pronoun in Arabic. Okay? Why is Jahannam feminine when there is no tamarbuta, for example? Because bas, right? Because the Arabs said so. Okay, I kid you not, this is like a terminology in like grammar books. They don't call it bas in Arabic books. They call it at-tatabbu' wa-istiqra, right? That's the word they use to describe it. It's tatabbu' is to follow, right? So, you know, what does it mean to follow? Well, you follow the old Arabs, the Bedouins, the ones who were like the pure Arab-speaking ones, okay? And this is from like a certain time to a certain time, from before the time of the Prophet ﷺ to somewhere between like the first 100 years of Islamic history. After that, they don't count. In that time frame, before the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the time of the Prophet, the Sahaba, close to like 100 years after. The grammar rules or some of these peculiarities are determined by the Arabs who spoke the Arabic back then. So if they make it feminine, that's feminine. Okay. If they make it masculine, it's masculine. This is something, you know, like it actually tells you something really amazing about a religion. Okay. That you hear about hadith being preserved. You hear about, you know, this, like how the scholars spent so much time preserving a hadith. But did you know that there were scholars like Sibawayh, scholars many of the Sahaba, like Ali radiallahu anhu and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. These were actually, they spent a lot of time preserving the ancient Arabic because that is the language the Quran was revealed in. And as they were living, they could see the Arabic change in front of their eyes. Okay? They could see how as the Muslims ventured out of the deserts and into like other civilizations, the language began to change. And the biggest problem is if the language changes, the meaning of the words in the Quran all of a sudden change as well. So to protect the meaning of the words of the Quran from being changed, the Sahaba and then other great scholars like Sibawayh and others who came after them, they would spend their time documenting, you know, this ayah means, or this word means this, and this word means that. And that's how the Arabs used it. And people like Sibawayh would spend years living with Bedouins, right? Imagine like a city boy like Sibawayh, like Persian, like growing up in nice, luxurious situation, now decides to go around living with Bedouins, just learning how they speak, observing the way they use words, and then documenting that. Subhanallah. That's an amazing effort to preserve the meaning of the Quran. There's something really beautiful about that, I think. Imagine that, huh? You are like a person from the city, and all of a sudden you are now living with like a bunch of Bedouins. It's kind of like if you go from the West to like make Umrah and you're like, what is up with these people? Why don't they line up? Oh boy. All right. Never mind that. But that's why we know, because the Arabs said so. Qahtan and Adnan Arabs, so they spend most of the time with the Qurayshi Arabs, Brother Bilal. Okay, Quraysh and the other tribes of Quraysh, they are the ones, because the Quran was revealed in the Arabic of Quraysh. Okay, other tribes' language was also preserved, but the one that really mattered was Quraysh, because the Prophet was from Quraysh and the Quran was revealed in his tribe's Arabic. The differences are not significant, they're small, but the focus was that. Allahu a'lam. All right, Sami'u. Sami'u. You may remember this word. Sami'a is to hear, right?
Sami'u.
They will hear. When they are thrown in it, i.e. the fire of hell. Where is that? Sami'u. It says will hear, right? They heard is the, for us, the translation. It says they will hear. Why is it they will hear? I'll explain in a little bit, okay? They heard for now. It's past tense. Sami'u. Laha. How many words is laha? Laha is two. The first word is la. What does word la mean? The word la means four. What's the actual pronoun? The actual pronoun, mashallah, as many of you are pointing out correctly, is the pronoun li. Do you remember this? In our class notes. Lahu. Harf jar is li. But when attached to a pronoun, it is pronounced la. You can just say that pronoun or the harf jar is lam, right? If you wanted to just be more precise. Yeah. So in fact, the lam here is our harf jar that means four. Ha. What does the word ha mean? Ha means her slash it, referring to what? Referring to the fire hell. Excellent. They heard for it, i.e. they will hear it. They will hear it. Now, why did the tense change? The tense changed because this is actually two sentences. Yeah, this is a deep point, okay? But this is not part of our course, but I'll still explain to you. There is sentence number one, ulqu fiha, okay? Sentence number two, sami'u laha shahiqan wa hiya tafur, all the way there, okay? Now, these two sentences are related, and idha is the person or the thing that relates them. Okay, because of that, this is advanced. This is semester three grammar, by the way. Okay, because that's what we'll do in semester three. We would be comfortable seeing a sentence and a sentence. Now we will start to say, how are these two sentences related? All right. In this case, folks, the tense changes because of how these two sentences are related. All right. Idha does that. It changes the tense of a past tense fi'l to a present tense fi'l, even though it's written as such. It's a very, it's trippy because you're like, what? But it's nice because it has a deep meaning. It carries a deep meaning. But this is semester three stuff. It won't do it right now. I just wanted to point it out to you just because I'm sure you're wondering, why did we say they heard and then we say they will hear? Okay? Because idha does that. When it links two sentences, it changes the tense to the present tense. Sister Michelle, sorry, I forgot to ask you a question before. The alif, the zero, changing the pronunciation in the ayah. Oh, very good. Alif at the zero here. So this is, we'll learn this in semester two. Why is there an alif at the zero? I'm sure you're noticing a lot of it, right? Right here, right? You one notice right here, right? And you here notice one right here, correct? Yes or no, right? This alif at the zero actually has a name. Like what? It has a name. We'll learn this in semester two. For you to notice something here, they, you notice that? The actor is they, right? When the word is written as such, with a they, a fa'il is written, and the actor is they, this alif is written there. It does not affect the unit of pronunciation. It's just a spelling rule. The unit of pronunciation, sami'u, is two. Okay? Kafaru is also two. Ulqu is also, how many? Qu is two. Okay? Well, that's because it's a dhamma followed by a waw. Dhamma followed by a waw. Dhamma followed by a waw. This alif does not affect the pronunciation at all. Okay? Does it do anything when it is at the end of an ayah? No, this alif doesn't do anything. It's just pronunciation rule. Okay? It's a pronunciation rule. I'm sorry. It is a spelling rule. It is a spelling rule. It doesn't do anything. But it's a very important spelling rule that we will cover when we study fi'l. Okay? This will come back to, surprise you. I didn't say haunt. The alif al-dhamma is silent. The alif al-dhamma in ulqu, no, this is u, right? This is one unit of pronunciation. Ulqu. Ulqu. This is a hamzatul wasl or hamzatul qata. This one right here. This is hamzatul qata, right? You see it's right there. Yes or no? Right? It is written like that. So that is actually part of the pattern, just like family four was. Anzala. Arsala. Alqa. That's the fi'l. It's actually family four. Okay? All right. This is good. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad that you're noticing these things in the Quran, because that shows your intuition is kicking in. Alhamdulillah. And that's really the point. Sami'u laha shahiqan. 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 What does the word shahiqan mean? Sorry, where is this gone?
Shahiqan.
Inhaling. All right. Dr. Mustafa translates it as roaring. You would hear it drawing in its breath. Ooh. This is something that's interesting. Let's look it up in the dictionary. Shahiqan. Yeah, well, that was not very helpful. All right, we have alif ba ta tha jim ha kha dal dal ra zai sin shin sad. Okay, that's at the very end. Seen, sheen, all right, here we are, sheen, almost there, right there, sheen ha, qaf, shahiqan, sheen ha, qaf, all right. What is the same? final part of braying of a donkey. Have you heard of the braying of a donkey, anybody? Yes, this is that dictionary. Yes. If you heard the braying of donkey, you will never forget it. It is not a lie, not a nice sound. I have heard a life, yes. it's very painful, actually. Inhaling, breathing in of a mountain to rise high. Of this root, only shahiq occurs twice in the Quran. Okay? Both of the times it comes, it's describing the fire hell. How is it describing it? Shahiq. It is groaning or inhaling. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. When they are cast into it, they will hear from it a deep inhaling as it boils up. لهم فيها زفير وشهيق. There will be great distress in it for them. Literally, for them in it, there will be exhaling and inhaling. Hey, this is the description of the people in the fire hell, that they are going to be like the breathing that is described here of them is going to be very distressed. Zafiru wa shahiq, exhaling and inhaling. And it's like the sound is like the sound of the, you know, it's like an unpleasant sound. It's not a pleasant sound. It's not somebody who is like, you know, catching their breath because, you know, they were running or something and they're doing something that's good for them. No, this is like a painful sound. And this is a sound of somebody in distress, great distress. I read it up. But that's the people. The fire itself also has this sound. The fire has the sound of as if it's inhaling. Like, you know, like as if it's Allahu Alam, but maybe it's sucking in oxygen, like eating up the oxygen. It's sucking in. It's got this scary, terrifying sound. So, subhanAllah, this is not just like a fire that's burning. You know, like if a fire is burning, like a nice fire, like a, you know, like a bonfire or something, it's got like a nice, pleasant sound. You can just sit there, listen to it, right? But this is a fire that has this very terrifying sound. And that's the sound that people who are about to be thrown in it will hear. Shahiqan, right? This groaning sound. Groaning, inhaling. Is it true that the believers will act as its fuel? That's what the Quran says, right? That's what the Quran, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Its fuel is people and stones. And of course, the people in it are two types. People who have completely rejected Allah, as we'll see in this in the next passage. Okay, and the second type of people are people who didn't reject Allah, but were very sinful. But they're also there. The ones who are sinful are there for a limited number of time. But even a minute or a second there is too much. And the ones who rejected Allah and denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messengers are there for an eternity. That's what, you know, the Quran says very clearly. But hold on to that thought, Sister Shamila, because that's coming. The answer to that is coming up in the next few verses, inshallah. Okay? Groaning and inhaling. Groaning and inhaling. May Allah protect us from it. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa. What does wa mean? Wa means and. Okay? Now, are you ready for something unique? Or something different? Like, no.
Wa hiya.
What does it say for wa? While. There is a type of a sentence which we will learn, inshallah, in semester 3, where wa means while, not and. Okay? So when it comes for us, what we will do is we'll write it as and slash while. Okay? Okay? It will make sense as you put the translation together. Why is that? I can't tell you that right now, Sister Shamila. It'll be too much. Okay? But it's... the translation will start to add the second meaning to it as well. And that's the one we know. Slash while, that's the one we don't know. But when we see enough of those that we don't know, and when we finally get to that point in our course, when we study this thing, it's called Jumla Haliya. The Jumla that describes your hal, your state. Okay? When we get to that point, then you'll be like, yes, I've seen this while coming, all these ayat. Now I finally know why. Okay? Inshallah. And while. Hiya means what? Hiya means she slash it. Right? She slash it. Hiya is what type of pronoun, people? Is it attached or standalone? A for attached, S for standalone. Here is standalone, right? Yes or no? You see that? The ha is the attached one. Here is a word by itself, isn't it? Here is a word by itself. Remember, I told you the wow will just come, you know, it'll just comes with anything. But notice how here and tafur don't join, right? Here and tafur don't join. Also, look how, for example, laha, the wow, the ha attaches literally to the word lamb, right? Ha attaches literally to the word ya in the fiha. Right, but here the here is separated still, even though these two are written together, it's not like it doesn't join the wow. You see that? That's part and parcel of seeing that it is attached. Hiya, she, it, tafuru.
Tafur.
Tafuru. Which means yatafur boils up. Boils up. What is the meaning here? They will hear it, i.e. hell, groaning slash inhaling. Like violently, you can hear that, you know, like from the dictionary. While it boils up, okay, subhanallah, the fire of hell is getting ready to take these people in it, right? So as they're about to be thrown in, the fire of hell is warming up, it boils up. And it's groaning and inhaling, like making these terrifying noises. This is as they're about to go in. Can you imagine the fear the person is fearing at this point or is experiencing at this point? That this is where you're going to end up. You're not even there yet, but you hear the sound. And the fire hell is getting ready. May Allah protect us. وَهِيَ تَفُورِ تَكَادُ Ameen, Ya Rab. Takadu tamayyazu min al-ghayz. Takadu means
takadu
almost, or it almost. Takadu. It almost tamayyazu Where's the za gone? There we go. Tamayyazu. Burst.
Tamayyazu.
Burst. Min al ghayz. What does the word min mean? Min means from. Yes? Al-ghayzi. Even the pronunciation of the word al-ghayzi is quite like difficult. Ghayz. Rage. Al-ghayz.
Al-ghayzi.
The rage. Correct? تكاد تميز من الغيظ. It almost bursts from rage. Subhanallah. Like the fire of hell when it's boiling up and it's, you know, making this these violent sounds. It's angry, so angry it's like almost bursting from anger and rage. Subhanallah. Right? This is heavy stuff, man. This is not easy stuff. May Allah make us far away from it. Ameen, Ya Rab. Min al-ghayz. Min al-ghayz. Min is a harf of what? Min is what? Harf of jar, people. Yay. What is al-ghayzi? Al-ghayzi is ism majrur. Correct? Min is a harf jar, al-ghayzi is majrur. Why mina? What's up with this? Fatha. It should be min, right? Pronunciation. Correct. Alhamdulillah. You have a sukoon here, and you have a sukoon here. Sukoon at the end of this word, sukoon at the beginning of this word. Can't have that. So sukoon at the big end of this word has to change into a fatha for it to join. Min al-ghayz. Make sense, people? Harf jar ism majrur, you're able to see, inshallah. Harf jar ism majrur. This is a good, easy one for us to see. It is kasra right there. Alhamdulillah for that. Kullama. Kullama. Kull is an important word. Anybody know what kull means? That will be kull with a qaf, Sister Hidayah. But kull means every. Right? This is an important word. It comes a lot in the Quran. Every. Nama is added
Kullama.
For... The ma is just added for emphasis. Okay? The ma is added for emphasis. Kullama, every time. Maybe I should have a space here. Ulqiya. Can you guess what ulqiya means now? You've seen this word before. My goodness, why can't I type? My dhamma, where it is? There it is. Ul-qiyya. Every time. Throne. Alhamdulillah. Ul-qiyya. Throne. Fiha. Fi. Fi. In. Ha. It, but also, like, literally it is her, right? Yeah. Fiha, in it. Right? Are you with me, people? Fawjun. We'll finish up, inshallah, quickly. Fawjun. Fawjun. What do you think, people? Fawj means? Any idea?
Fawjun.
A group. Fawjun is a group. every time a group is thrown in it. Every time a group is thrown in it, i.e. hell, what happens? What happens? Sa'alahum. How many words do you think that is? Sa'ala. Michelle is right. It's three. But let's make sa'ala into one word, and the actor of sa'ala will include it as part of the fi'l. Okay. Let's take the fi'l as one word for now. Is that okay? Sa'ala. Okay. Ask. Still three in reality, because there is a pronoun there. But let's keep moving on to that, because there's something coming up, inshallah. Sa'ala hum. What does hum mean? They or them. Is that right? Ask them. Khazanatuha. Khazanatuha. How many words is that? Khazanatu. And then ha. Khazanatu means from, you know, khazan. Like a guarding of something that is important. Keeper, right? Keeper or guard. Keeper or guard. Ha. Ha. It or not she, more like her, right? All right. What is that meaning? It's or her slash its keepers. Sorry, it should be keepers. You know, guards will ask them. Will ask them. Are you with me, people? Her slash its keepers will ask them. Okay. What will they ask them? Ah is a way to ask questions. You're right. Thank you. Razbilal. Jazakallah khair. Means did. To ask a question. Did. Lam is something that only comes with fa'il and means
alam
not, right? We can remember this from alam nashrah laka sadrak, right? Alam did we not open up your chest? Alam nashrah did not. So this is not. Ya'atikum. Ya'ti is the fi'l. Ya'ti.
Ya'tikum.
Come. Right? And then what is the pronoun after that? Kum. Which means you, or more precisely, like Sister Michelle is saying, you all. Right? Remember that? Kum is actually you all. Or it's a plural. Very good. Nadhirun. I think you can tell me what nadhir means. A warner. Didn't a warner come to you all. Every time a group is thrown in hell, its keepers will ask them, the group, right? Faujun, didn't a warner come to you all? Subhanallah. We'll leave this as a cliffhanger for next week, inshallah. But quickly, if we can do a couple of things here. Fiha is a pronoun, correct? Hum is a pronoun. Khazanatuha is a pronoun. Kum is a pronoun. Yes or no, people? We're able to spot that? Ha. Ha. Hum. Kum. All right? Let us try to figure out what pronouns these are, and then we'll end with this. This fiha, is this an attached pronoun or standalone pronoun? A or S? This is attached. Excellent. Barakallahu feek. What is it attached to? Fiha. Attaches to harf jar or ism? Great. It attaches to a harf of jar. So this is a harf jar. And then ha is what? Ha is ism majroor. Right? Great. This is hum. Attached or standalone? Attached again. You can see clearly it comes attached at the end of the word. Okay, great. Is it attached to an ism? Is it an ism? Sa'ala. Ask. Is it an ism? Ask. Not an ism. Is it a harf? Ask. It's not an ism. It's not a harf. What's it going to be? It's going to be a fi'l. Mashallah. You're starting to see that a little bit? This is a fi'l. Attached to a fi'l. Ask them. The person who was asked. Acted upon. Get it? I'll just write MB for this. Maf'ul bihi for now. Huh? You with me? Ask them. Who was asked? Them. That's like the acted upon, the one who is being asked. All right. Khazanatuha. Attached or standalone? A or S? Attached. Yay. What is it attached to? Is it khazanatu? Is that an ism? Yes, it's an ism, right? Khazana keepers. Keepers. So then what would it be? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. What's my mudaf? My mudaf is khazana tu, right? Until tu, that's my mudaf right there. And what's my mudaf ilayhi? Ha. Excellent. Ya'tikum, last one, attached pronoun or standalone, kum. It is attached. Ya'ti, come. Is that an ism? Come. He comes. He's coming. Not an ism. Is that a harf? Not a harf. This is actually a fi'l. So the attached pronoun attaches to the fi'l here. And it's the thing that comes to you. He comes. A warner comes to you. Right? You see that? Alhamdulillah. So sir, Maryam had a question. There's no of. Its keepers are like keepers of it. You see that? Keeper of it. Khazanatuha. Do you get that? Alhamdulillah. That's how the pronouns are written in English. So that's why we write it as such. Walhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan. With that, we will conclude. Thank you very much for everybody for sticking around till the end. Alhamdulillah, we got quite a good amount done today. We did ayah number 5, 6, and 7. Alhamdulillah. I'm hoping that we'll finish the page, by next tutorial. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. And I hope now it's starting to make a bit more sense. Yes? Alhamdulillah. May Allah make it easy. Jazakumullah khair. And I'll see you all on Monday. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم.